can tell she's a princess.
She doesn't need a crown. You can tell she's a princess. She'll turn the world around.
Okay, so today we are discussing, well, let's do our little life update first. It's the holidays right now.
What have we even done?
Sat a shit ton of exams. Well, for me it was a shit ton. I sat two, but since I haven't done an exam in 5 fucking years, mm-hmm. It felt like a lot.
I've not done any exams yet. I've done prelims, but...
Same thing.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
But look at us, we still managed to record.
Only, what, it's April now and the last time we recorded was February.
Yeah, but I didn't get the episode out until March.
Okay.
Because I forgot about it, because...
Great. Thank you.
Instagram has also been completely abandoned. I haven't even logged into it yet on my new phone, because I just don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, good for you. So, what apps do you have on your phone? Like, actual question.
Let me see. FaceTime, messages, phone, Teams, voice memos, calculator, Safari, weather, contacts, files, okay. Books, find my
iPhone, not the boring settings. Ones, like, okay. Actual useful ones.
Well, I have Outlook, I have Google, I have Ecosia. Patient Access, Google Maps, I have Instagram, but I'm not logged into the thingy thing. I have Tumblr, I have PixArt, Discord, TikTok, Substack, Letterboxd. I made a Letterboxd. Like, do you want to know how many movies I have reviewed now?
You've done more? Jesus Christ.
I made a Letterboxd 2 days ago. Follow me on it. It's Dazums, and my profile picture is that one painting that Cheryl did of Betty with the chainsaw.
That's so real.
And... I have reviewed or liked 58 films.
Oh my god.
Because the first 2 days, I literally just went through and like made a silly quip about every movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
See, I thought about doing that when I got my Letterboxd, but then I would just feel weird because I didn't want it to look like I watched every single movie I've ever watched in one day. Yeah. That would feel awkward.
So if you follow me on Letterboxd, you can get such amazing reviews, such as this one for Gone with the Wind that says, Scarlett O'Hara deserved a movie with less slavery.
Is Scarlett O'Hara the actress or the
character?
Character, yes.
Or The Outsiders, which says... It's taking
ages to read. Haven't you made that joke on the podcast already?
Haven't I? Probably have.
I don't know.
Yeah, that like West Side Story, but with less women and less music.
Yeah. Boring. Just kidding. It was a fun movie. I had fun.
Like, a bunch of my reviews have references to Riverdale in them.
Exactly.
Like, the one for Hedwig and the Angry Inch that says, Kevin Keller was so right for pushing so hard to get to perform these songs at his school talent show. Or Josie and the Pussycats, which says, Loki just made me sad about the fact we never got that Josie and the Pussycats Riverdale spinoff.
Katie Keene, I am in your box. Like, I am biting your ear off. Are you kidding me?
Who even cares?
There are probably about like 3 people who watch Katie Keene, and I am one of them, and I don't like it. I did not like that show.
I even reviewed straight to TV Royal Family movies that I watched.
I was like watching it, and I was like, there is not enough Josie here. There are like 3 people in this one apartment, and they're barely getting enough screen time. Are you kidding me?
But yeah, so I got Letterboxd, and then like the first 2 days, I just went through and reviewed like every movie we've seen ever. And then last time we watched Priscilla, so I had to write something for that.
I was going to review Priscilla, but I felt like making R.I.P. Uncle Jesse, you would have hated this film, would be too much. I swear to God, I did not see that. I swear. I was like, is that insensitive?
Do you want to know what my review I did of Saltburn was?
Oh my god.
Do you want to know what my review of Saltburn was?
Sure.
Feel like Kate and Carol Middleton would really relate to Oliver.
Aw. Party Pieces.
I'm so happy that you watched The Crown and now know about Party Pieces.
I'm a hardcore Party Pieces fan.
How often do you check their website?
Quite often. I mean, currently I've been.
But yeah, so we haven't been up to much in our lives.
Yeah, we're boring.
Yeah. So today we are going to be talking about Barbie Princess Charm School. And I was going to make a Kate Middleton joke, but now that seems somewhat insensitive.
Oh, no, yeah. I was going to say rest in peace.
So was I. I was going to make make a, like...
Rest in peace.
I was going to be like, maybe Kate's at Princess Charm School, and then I would have made, like, a, you know, rip Kate Middleton, you would have loved...
Insert thing.
You'd have loved Bad Idea, Right by Olivia Rodrigo.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because William dumped her, like, twice, and she went back to him.
Stupid.
Yeah.
I would not do... All that for William?
Yeah.
No, no, hey, I hope you're doing okay.
So, this movie was released on DVD on the 13th of September 2011, and its TV premiere on Nickelodeon 2 months later. It was written by Elise Allen, directed by Zeke Norton, produced by Shelley Tabitha. Huh? Is that the name Shelley Tabitha? I feel like I spelled that wrong. I feel like there was... I feel like there was an oopsie made there. Piss off, honest trailers. Literally nobody cares.
What the hell are they advertising themselves?
I don't know.
This is kind of...
It was Shelley Taboot. Tabitha.
Taboot.
Yeah, it was produced by Shelley Taboot and edited by Jordan Hemsley with music by BC Smith. It also had three original songs. You Can Tell She's a Princess, which was written by Damon Elliott and Rob Hudnut and performed by Reen. On Top of the World, which was written by Amy Powers, Gabriel Mann, and Rob Hudnut, and was performed by Rachel Bearer. And We Rule This School, which was written by BC Smith and Rob Hudnut. Rob Hudnut was carrying these songs in his back.
He always is.
Like. Yeah.
We love you, Rob.
And it was performed by Simon Wilcox. Again, we have Diana Corrina as Barbie, who in this movie is called Blair. We have Morwenna Banks as Miss Privet, Nicole Oliver as Dame Devon, Brittany Wilson as Delancey, Ali Liebert as Portia and Hadley, Shannon Chan Kent as Isla, Madeline Peters as Emily, Lee Talker as the male announcer, Kathy Weselock as the female announcer and the keypad, the pivotal role of the keypad.
Wasn't his name Phil?
I don't know.
I swear to God they said his name was Phil. Like even
Ellen Kennedy as Blair's mother.
That's crazy! I didn't even know I was in this movie.
Vincent Tong as Prince Nicholas and Guard Number 2. Derek Waters as Brock.
Where is he? Oh, he's not really... Well, yesterday we were watching, he seemed very entertained by the fact that someone's name was Brock.
Mm-hmm.
By that I mean confused.
Mm-hmm. Our dog is named Brock, for some context.
He looks so cute. They're not... If you've listened to any other episodes, you know his name is Brock because Daisy yells at him.
Yeah. Anyway, Brian Drummond was Prince the Dog, a guard, and the royal judge. Tabitha St. Germain was Lorraine and Grace. Bethany Brown was Josette.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Metzger was Wakelia. Kazumi Evans was Harmony. And Anna Kummer was Caprice.
Salad. Okay. I'm going to try and talk at a okay pace. It is not too fast, then nobody understands me, but not too slow, so I take too long. There's a lot in this movie. A lot happens. This is a complicated movie. You have to pay attention. I listen, and if you forget a name, go back.
Like, as I've said before, this movie is my Roman Empire. There is so much in it and so much to discuss.
Three, two, one. I thought that was enough.
I know, you see, somehow the world will change for me and be so wonderful. Bam, bam, bam. Sorry.
Oh, and we've already mentioned Nickelodeon. We should stop mentioning stuff like that. We already mentioned Redacted.
Yep.
So, plot summary, go! Action. Okay. In this movie, Barbie plays Blair Willows. Blair is a teenage girl who works in a cafe to help care for her sick mother and adoptive sister, Emily. In this world, there is a school for all princesses and lady royals, which is like a lady in waiting, where soon-to-be princess and their lady royals train to be the best leaders or whatever they can be. One day, when Blair comes home from working... One day when Blair comes home from working, her little sister Emily is watching the Princess Charm School Lottery, a chance for regular girls to become lady royals for the princess and work in the palace. unbeknownst to Blair, Emily has entered her name into the lottery 5 or 6 times a day for a whole year, and her name is chosen. At first, Blair is apprehensive as she doesn't want to leave her mother and sister, but her mother urges her to go as it could change their family's lives. Blair is immediately picked up from her home and brought to Princess Charm School while she is in her waitress uniform. During the carriage ride there, tea spills on Blair, adding to her already disheveled look. Why is that so mean? When she arrives at the school, she's greeted and knocked over by a very energetic dog called Prince. Prince seems friendly around Blair, almost as if they have met before. Wink.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
While Blair is still on the floor, because Prince knocked her over, she meets Miss Privet, the headmaster of Princess Charm School. Miss Privet gives her a small tour while explaining the history of Princess Charm School and how if Blair does not meet their standards, she will be kicked out. Blair arrives at her locker and is greeted by Grace, a small flying sprite, they're called on the wiki, who smashes into her while trying to give her a cupcake. As Blair is fumbling around in her locker, Delancey Devon, the soon-to-be princess and ruler of Gardenia, walks past just as Blair sprays perfume everywhere. Delancey is obviously mad at Blair for this and expresses how she disagrees with the lottery and thinks it's a joke. We also meet Delancey's sidekick, Portia, who eats the cupcake off of the floor.
That's just what Portia does.
Wait, this whole thing looks... These lines together look so silly. We also meet Delancey's sidekick, Portia, who eats the cupcake off the floor. And then Blair changes outfits in her magical docker, so she's wearing the school uniform. What is this movie? It's great. Know. It's perfect. That's what it is. Okay. After this, Blair goes to her dorm room and meets her roommates. Hadley, a princess in training who loves sports and is very energetic. And Isla, also a princess in training who is more shy and likes music and making music and stuff. They're all called to the Starlight Welcome, I think it was called, where they get their training crowns. At the ceremony, Dame Devon, a teacher at the school and Delancey's mother, explains how she will be stepping down as a teacher once Delancey is a princess and if she's lived at the palace since the death of her sister-in-law, Queen Isabella, and her family. Hadley and Isla discuss theories that not all of the royal family died and the legend of the magical crown, which glows when placed on the head of the rightful ruler of Gardenia. The next day, classes start at Princess Charm School, beginning with a lesson in poise where the girls must balance a book on their head while walking. You know, the basics. Basic princess stuff.
Princess?
Yes. Blair ends up causing everyone in class to fall, and when Dame Devon goes to scold her, she seems shocked after seeing Blair's face for the first time. This causes her to get angrier and yell at Blair, saying she doesn't belong at the school. At lunch later that day, Delancey explains to Portia that Blair being there makes them less special, and tells her sprite, Wakelia, to tuck the tablecloth into Blair's skirt. This causes a huge mess, which embarrasses Blair. After this, we see Blair in her dorm room receive a package from Emily, which contains a picture Emily drew of the day Blair was adopted. Blair explains how she was found on her mother's doorstep when she was a baby and was adopted, followed by Emily a few years later. Miss Privet walks up to the girl's dorm, but does not enter after hearing Blair's story. The next day, Miss Privet talks to Blair after class and says she was going to expel Blair after it was suggested by Dame Devon, but instead decided to tutor Blair. We see a montage of Blair learning how to become a proper Lady Royal. There's a scene of a dance class with Prince Charming Academy where Blair dances with Prince Nicholas, who is actually played by Ken, which is fun. They joke together and start dancing less formally, and then everybody else joins in.
Because they're super cool.
And quirky and different and weird. We skip further ahead in time to 2 days before the coronation / graduation ceremony. This whole thing, her whole life at Princess Charm School was 2 classes, a montage, another dance class, and then...
The montage, it kind of shows, like, the seasons changing.
Yeah, so it shows us, you know, so we're 2 days before the coronation / graduation ceremony, whatever you want to call it. Students are told they will be going for a table manners class at the palace. Before that, are having a spa day with their sprites. During this spa day, Hadley and Isla explain more about the magical crown of Gardenia. It is said the crown glowed during Queen Isabella's coronation, but went missing after the car crash that killed them. When the three girls get back to their rooms, they discover their uniforms had been cut up. While Hadley and Isla say they should skip classes they cannot attend without their uniforms, Blair doesn't want her or her friends to fail, so she makes new uniforms with a fright.
with the sprites, and they show up with only seconds to spare. Before class, students are encouraged to explore the palace. While exploring, the three girls find portraits of the old Queen Isabella, who looks almost identical to Blair, and a family portrait of the royal family with their dog, Prince, and newborn baby Sophia. Oh, I did not word that properly. Here they find out that the day Blair was found, which she also knows as her birthday, is the same day as the car crash that killed the royal family, April 26. Delancey overhears his conversation. At the class, Dame Devon announces plans to demolish the poor areas of Gardenia to make gardens. She says it's Delancey's plan, but Delancey looks unsure. Blair objects to this, as this means her and many others will lose their homes. Delancey seems apologetic as Blair runs off. Blair packs her bags to leave, but decides she wants to find the magical crown to see if she is the rightful heir. Her, Hadley, and Isla are about to sneak into the palace when the fire alarm goes off. We also see Delancey has a customized uniform of her own. During the fire alarm, it seems as though Dame Devon has planted jewellery in Hadley, Isla, and Blair's dorm room to make it look like Blair stole it. She demands to be taken to prison immediately. Before they leave the building, though, Delancey demands they be handed over to her and tells them to find the crown and gives them a way into the palace. After making it past security measures, including the password to a vault, which is open with the date of the car crash, the girls find the crown. However, Dame Devon finds them, steals the crown, and changes the passcode to the vault. While the coronation is beginning, the girls are trying to find their way out of the vault, but are running out of time. To stall, Delancey begins practicing old rituals before being crowned. Hadley knocks off the cover of a box of wires, which makes it possible to unlock the vault from the inside. Isla can remember the tune of the keypad, and they make it out. The three girls show up as Delancey is being crowned, and Blair says she is Princess Sophia, the rightful heir, as her mother and Emily watch from home. This is all happening on live television. Like, they are seeing everybody be crowned, and then someone comes in and is like, I am the dead princess. That's me. The crown ends up in Delancey's hands after a huge,
Scuffle,
yeah, that's the word.
Actually, probably bigger than a scuffle.
It's, yeah.
Bit of a chase.
She can give the crown to either Blair or her mother, and she gives it to Blair. The crown starts glowing, and Blair's outfit transforms into a pink gown. Dame Devon is furious and admits out loud that she killed the queen and king and was supposed to kill baby Sophia with them. But she is, you know, locked away in prison for treason. Blair announces she wants Delancey to be her Lady Royal and gives a speech to her people. Later on, Emily and her mother show up and Blair tells them they get to live in the palace now. Emily asks if this means she's a princess too now. Blair replies, there's a princess in every girl. The end.
Yay! You did so well.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, my mouth feels dry. Can I have a sip of your water?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go. You can tell she's a princess. That's how we start the movie.
This song's been going around in my head for over 10 years.
Yeah.
Non-stop.
It has been filling little girls with delusion since 2011.
Yep.
Like, I heard the song, you're like, yeah. You can't tell I'm a princess, because you can see it in my style and my walk.
Your little drittle walk.
Yeah, as a 5-year-old, I was like, I am a princess, actually. Barbie told me. Move over, Kate.
Is Kate a princess at this point?
Well, no, but the Royal Wedding was 2012, right?
I'm not sure.
I feel like it was 2012, because, like, there were loads of, like, I feel like I can remember there being a My Little Pony episode in 2012 that was, like, you know, capitalizing off of
William and Kate wedding.
Ha!
29th of April 2011. So yeah, she was a princess at this point.
Yeah.
Just a few months beforehand. Wow.
So, the animation in this movie, I think, is, like, the best it's ever looked.
You could tell another definite improvement in the animation.
In the past movies, like, it has been getting better, but this is, like, I really look at it this time, and, like, you can see how much they've improved.
Mm-hmm. The character models have also changed a bit, it looks like.
Yeah. I mean, like, they've been slowly, like, getting into that more Barbie-fied style.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, this one seems very different, and
new.
It just everything is just like, I feel like before everything was rounder.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, all of the character models were a lot rounder. Like, they had, like, these fucking massive eyes.
Bug called,
like,
eyes, ha- yeah.
And now just everything's just a little bit more subtle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the little detail I love in the intro is when Blair is, like, putting magazines on a coffee table, the first one that comes up is Dame Devon. I thought that mm-hmm. was really cool. It's stupid, it's a tiny thing, but I just, like, they do so many little things.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you guys didn't need to do this.
Uh-huh, but yeah, they did it. Okay, can I say this about Emily?
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine the rage Chelsea was filled with?
Oh my god, when she was, like, mm-hmm. recast.
Yeah.
Like, so much anger.
Like, are you
actually, probably Stacey yeah. would have been closer in
Stacey
age.
Stacey is definitely closer in
Wait,
age.
Wait, but question, is Emily also adopted?
Yeah.
Okay, because I always thought that, like, Blair was adopted and then Emily was their mom's, like, biological daughter.
No, because who would Emily's dad be?
I don't know. I always just thought he'd run off.
No. Emily's also...
Like, their mom was already dying. Like, Blair, it didn't seem out of the question
Blair
to me.
Blair explains it during her story. She says she adopted Emily's a few years later.
Oh, okay. Well, I just completely missed that.
Yeah. Emily says every girl's a princess. Some just have fancier crowns. That is so cute! Are you kidding me? That is adorable!
Oh, yeah, no, it's like, they do a really great job of setting up, like, the kind of financial situation that Blair is in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her mom is seemingly, we don't really get to know what's wrong with her.
But she's sick.
She's sick, and she uses a cane, it mm-hmm. seems like, all the time. The doctor, like, says that their mom is comfortable, which, like, in my mind, when somebody says she's comfortable, that's like they're dying.
Oh my god, Daisy. You're so negative. She's just sick.
Okay. But yeah, so it's set up like pretty early on that like Blair is pretty much the only person bringing any money into their family. And they are kind of like trying yeah. to save up to move away. But this is obviously never going to happen.
Because she's a waitress.
Because she is a waitress.
She's a teenager and she's
17.
A waitress.
And, like, fuck knows if she's still going to regular school at this point.
She's being paid below minimum wage and she wants to move out of the schemes, like...
Like, they're probably... They can probably barely afford their mother's medical yeah. care.
Like, it's not...
Like, unless they have, like, an NHS.
It is the most open they've been about, like, Barbie's real poor. Barbie's in poverty.
Yeah. Which is, like, it's kind of like a big change from the earlier movies. Because before... Like, there were kind of movies where they didn't have money, but they were, like, kind of set in the past.
Yeah. Also, this feels like this is tech. This is, I'm pretty sure I looked at my notes. This is the first movie where Barbie has, like, an actual sibling. Barbie's character has a sibling since Brietta.
Who was Brietta
again? In Magic of Pegasus.
Oh my god. Wow.
Which is a while ago. At least I think that's it. I'm like, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I made a mistake, but. So, that's kind of crazy. And I think they do a really great job of setting up their family dynamic in mm-hmm. this movie. Their family is really
sweet.
Yeah,
like Barbie and Emily, like, playing together and
it's
stuff.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
I think this is the movie that got Barbie her Oscar in the BCU.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Uh-huh. She got her Oscar for this
one. Like, yeah, everyone was campaigning for it. Like, it was, like, definitely, like, months before the Oscars, people were like, it's her. It has to be her.
Yeah.
Like, She'd been nominated before.
Yeah, but,
this
like,
was her
current,
first
like,
win.
She deserves mm-hmm. it.
Summer probably got a Best Supporting Actress as well for Delancey.
Summer was Delancey?
I don't know. I always saw Summer as Delancey. Oh, okay. Just because, like, she has that summer look.
I don't know. Which is slightly less blonde.
Slightly less blonde, a little
Barbie,
bit more
Barbie, but less blonde.
So, yeah. I think... But it's just... It's so good at making you care about this family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh my god! She loves her family so much, she's gonna go away from them and become a princess.
Yeah, but let's get into this shit.
Okay, then.
I have lots of questions about the mechanics of this world.
Yeah, let's go.
Because it's kind of like, obviously everybody has an American accent, just like, I can get over that, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't need everybody to have different
yeah,
accents.
Yeah, but this is a school for every single princess.
Yeah, but like, it's kind of like, at first you kind of think like, this is just a world that's completely different to ours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, it's, like, it's very modern, but they also have, like, fairies
they
flying
have
around.
Fairies. They have a magical glowing crown that can also
yeah.
change your outfit.
Yeah.
Babies can survive car crashes now.
Do you think that...
But then, they mention that there is a kingdom called Philadelphia.
The cream cheese.
Which suggests... Because Philadelphia is a place in America, which suggests that this, like, is kind of... But I don't know, I just think this is a world completely different to ours.
Well, Daisy, here's my question. What is a Xenia? And why was somebody a Lady Royal of Xenia?
I don't fucking know! But then why just put in Philadelphia?
Because the writers just thought... Maybe one of the writers was from Philadelphia and was like, that'd be funny.
But also the idea that, like, every single royal family in the world with all of their different customs and, like, cultural practices would all agree on, like, this one set education method for, like, everybody. Like, that is so wild.
It's, like, definitely not accurate.
Oh, yeah, none of this is accurate, but I'm still gonna yammer on for ages.
Oh, gosh. Here she goes. This is so fun.
And also, like, the idea of the Princess Charm School is kind of, like, these princesses, they have to pass their education at the Princess Charm School to become a princess.
What happens if they fail?
And poor that Portia. Kind of, like... fucks with the whole idea of monarchy.
Could you imagine if they're like, sorry, but your Lady Royal did better than you, so she's our daughter now. You are out the family.
Yeah! it's so strange, because, like, at first I was kind of thinking, like, okay, well, nobody would ever actually fail. They're just kind of, like, something that they put to their kids through, and, like, nobody... But then at the end, it looks like Hadley and Isla are gonna fucking fail. And they are both princesses.
Yeah, because, like, they're like, if we show up without a uniform, then we're going to fail.
Yeah.
But let's just, like, give into it because we don't care.
The whole idea of monarchy is that they are just better than everyone. And especially...
Other than me, they're better than everyone except Ellen. Yeah, that's okay, sure, whatever. In the fine print.
But it's, like, especially for the blood royals, it's this whole idea of, like, this is not something you earn. This is just something that happens to you.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, like, if... they kind of start picking and choosing who gets these titles and who gets these roles, then it can kind of open up the floodgates. Like, in the UK, there has only been, like, one time, like, maybe twice, I think it was during both of the World Wars, where, like, legislation was put into place which let titles be stripped from people. And, like, so, like, if you sided with Germany...
If you're like, I love Nazis, they're like, nah.
No, not even that. It's like, it might have actually just been during World War One, but it was like, if you sided with Germany, because there were really strong links between the royal family and Germany, especially at that point, then it was like, they could strip your titles.
Okay, yeah, that
but
makes sense.
But it's kind of like, the reason that, like, Andrew or Harry and Meghan, they haven't had their titles stripped because, first of all, there is no legislation in place that lets you strip titles.
Okay.
But also it's like, some people have, like, in Parliament have tried to put this into place again so that they could have titles stripped from Andrew and Harry and Meghan.
But the Queen's just like, nah, I think we're
good. Well, she's dead now.
Well, yeah, but she was, like...
Yeah. But it's, like, especially now because there's, like, a stronger anti-monarchy sentiment than there ever has been in the UK. If titles did start being stripped, it would completely open up the floodgates. And if it becomes something that it's easy to give and take, it becomes like, well, why is it just you guys who get this then?
I want a crown too.
Yeah.
Crown me up. Do you think you would have applied to Princess Charm School? Would have 100 times over. Like, so.
I know you would have.
Daisy, like, actually be honest with yourself. Be completely 100% honest with yourself. You get to live in a castle. You get loads of money. You can use that money to help other people.
Well,
if you
I don't
so
know
wish.
If I was like, well, what age is Blair? Like 17?
Yes.
No, I wouldn't have. When I was 17, I wouldn't have.
You are so crazy. I'm sorry. I actually cannot accept that.
I didn't even put in for, like, the carnival fucking princess thing in primary school.
Yeah, because some of us don't have it, and we should be.
Sorry, that's mean. I genuinely don't think I would have.
Yeah.
I could see you putting my name in for me.
Oh, thank you.
I could see us being like Emily and Blair.
Oh, thank. That's so cute. We are like Emily and Blair. Oh, but then that means that you would be the real princess and I'd just be the other girl.
Yeah.
Like, why is she here? Oh, she's my little sister. Ugh. I wouldn't ever, like, okay. Like, actually, like, I don't get how you couldn't apply. Like, obviously I wouldn't get in. What the hell? I'm not going to get in. They would take one look at me and be like, nah, I think we're good this year, actually. What's that? Oh my gosh. Apparently someone read the wrong name. We have to leave. But yeah, bye.
Okay, but the way that the Princess Charm School seems to work is that if you are a princess, you get in automatically. And then also, if you're from, like, a richer aristocratic family, then you can pay money to have your daughter enrolled as, like, to become a lady royal.
Yeah.
And then the lottery is basically, like, a kind of scholarship thing that one person gets every year.
One person.
And I'm assuming that is to kind of, like, sell this princess dream to people.
Yeah, give the commoners a chance.
Yeah, give the commoners a chance so that they don't fucking riot and abolish the monarchy.
Guys, the monarchy is great. You have one chance every couple of years that you might be able to just sort of kind of be a royal.
Yeah, it's like with Kate Middleton, they push this whole, like, look how normal she is, guys. Like, this could be you thing. Like, that was something really big that they pushed with Kate. And it's still something they still kind of do.
Yeah.
You know, to kind of, like, it. You know, I cannot remember where I heard this. Like, I'm sure somebody said it once, but, like, royal marriages used to be a treaty between countries. Now it's a treaty between the monarchy and the public.
That's crazy.
To kind of, like, sell this fantasy of, like, this could be you guys. But then with Kate, it kind of backfired because then it's like a bunch of middle-aged white women in America really believed that they could marry Prince Harry.
And then they made a reality show about it where they just thought some ginger guy was going
to
be their
husband. No, but then also when Meghan got to be the one who actually married him.
They got him
like,
mad.
Like, Meghan was never going to work in the monarchy because, again, it's all about the fact that these people are better than everyone. And it's like, what happens when somebody who people have been taught their whole life, either consciously or subconsciously, is below them, joins this group? Like, there's just this huge, like...
Like, they're like, we love commoners. And then a commoner's like, hey. And they're like, ooh. I'm sorry. We were being silly. That was just a joke.
Yeah, and listen, I really do not think the Lady Royals were meant... Like, the lottery winners, I don't think they were meant to succeed. I think they were set up to fail.
Probably.
Because, like, the way it kind of seems is that everybody has been at this school for a few years.
Yeah.
Like, they all seem to know each other.
They're
a decent
all
amount.
With each other.
Like, everybody's been coming here a few years. The lottery winner, they just seem to be thrown into the deep end last year at school, learn everything that these girls have been working on for years. Like, remember that episode of Gossip Girl? Where, like, it was Jenny was practicing for Cotillion, and Lily was like, oh, I can give you some extra dance lessons if you want. And she was like, this is the first lesson. She was like, yeah, but these girls have been taking classes for years, Jenny.
Uh-huh.
Like, a kind of situation like
that.
It's
like that, yeah.
It's like, they're thrown into the deep end. Like, literally, what's her name? Headmistress... Privet?
Miss Privet.
Yeah,
Who? Sorry, I sound like an owl.
Who
also voiced freaking Mummy Pig.
Yeah! Oh my
that's
god!
That's Mummy Pig.
What an amazing career.
That's why you like Miss Privet. It's because she's Mummy Pig.
Like, she literally says that only 27% of the lottery girls make it through. Like, these people were set up to fail. They're taken away from their homes within 2 seconds of being chosen.
Seriously, let's talk about that.
Blair was, like, told, like, come with us right now where you forfeit your scholarship.
They're finished reading the name, and then suddenly there's a knock at the door, and Brock shows up, Scottish accent and all, like, get in the carriage with a gun. No time!
He doesn't have a gun. He doesn't literally have a gun.
Could you imagine?
Like, they don't, like, Blair's like, I need to pack. He's like, everything's at the school. They don't get to take any home comforts with them. Well, she only gets stuff from home when she has a package sent to her.
You only get a package from home if your little sister loves you enough.
Yeah. Like, they're not given any extra training to help them succeed. Well, Blair is, but I'll get more onto that later. Like, this was definitely just to kind of sell this princess dream to the lower classes so they didn't fucking riot. And, like, rise up against them.
I would be such a good prince. I'd be like, ooh, and then I would win it, and I'd become a lady royal, and then I'd be make a speech, and I'd be like, you guys should just start, like, yelling and throwing stuff, and then see what happens.
Yeah.
Because maybe I could keep the crown. Maybe they'd kick me out, but, like, maybe I could keep the crown. Maybe I could keep, like, the training crown, at least. Because they get a training crown, and they get a real crown. Isn't that fun? We love a training crown and a real crown. Portia is amazing. I love Portia.
Oh yeah, Portia.
But
brilliant.
First, it's the return
of Ellen's little guys.
Woo! Oh my gosh, you love it. You love to see it.
Why didn't
it's
we have the last time again?
Because there was nothing.
What was the last?
There
time
was absolutely. It was very secret.
Oh,
there
yeah,
was nothing there.
You were useless in the little guys.
In the little
department.
Guys department. Let's start with Prince. Actually, no. I'm going to start with Grace because I'm just going to kind of... I'm talking about Barbie's Sprite. They're called Sprite on the wiki, so I'm calling them... They're like fairies. They're just little fairies.
They even have wings this time.
Yeah.
Sorry. First time that a Barbie movie's been like, yeah, let's give the fairies wings. Yeah. But they don't even call them fairies.
They're Sprite. I want to first point out how much strength these fairies have. I wanted to first point out how much strength these sprites have. Hadley, who you know is Sporty Princess, she kicks a ball at her sprite, and the sprite kicks it back. A football,
For a little bit more context, the sprites are basically fairies. Who kind of, they are like basically the princesses and the lady royals' assistants while they're at school. So you get like assigned one when you first go to the school. And
they're apparently the strongest beings in the universe because that little sprite kicked a football ball that was 2 times the size of her. And like, it's like, my first thought when I saw that was like, were you guys genetically engineered in a lab to be assistants to princesses? Because that seems a little cruel. But also, like, the fact that a scientist is just like, we need to make assistants for the Princess Charm School that's just been opened. And someone's like, heck yeah, what if we made them just like little buff girls? They're so strong.
And but it is always weird in magical fantasy worlds where you have like, this species, which are literally just made to serve people.
Yeah, she's made to serve. Your Honor, she's serving.
Okay, but like, it does give you, like, the sprites, they give you a bit of whiplash, because at first this world seems pretty normal. Like, yeah, there's a Princess Charm School, but it's like, it seems like it's more based on reality. Yeah. And then all of a sudden there's a fucking fairy. There's fairies.
Why is her a fairy?
And there's magic glitter lockers that changes your outfit.
Uh-huh. Could you imagine if you got to, like, a new school and someone's like, okay, go change. And you're just like, this is a curtain in front of a locker. And they're like, yeah, they're magic. What the heck? Grace, who is Barbie Sprite, uses a trope that Barbie movies love so much. And it's a loser, little cringe fairy, fail fairy.
Like him, what was her name from Fashion Fairy Tale?
Glimmer. I think it was. Yeah.
One of the three.
Yeah, it was Glimmer. She went, Glimmer.
Are you sure it was like Glitter?
No, it's Glimmer, because okay. We said Glimmer the Cringe Fairy, and I was like, that's an alternate title for season 4 of She-Ra.
Yes, okay.
Okay. So this is like that trope again, which like, yeah, maybe they should like find something new, but also...
It works.
It's fun. It's with entertaining. With these movies,
if it's not broke, do not fix it.
The one critique I have, Tabitha Saint Germain, this is absolutely no hate to you. I love you. This is not me being mean. She has done so many of these voices before, but this one feels so forced and so out of place. It just sounds weird to me, and I can't get over it. You probably didn't notice that at all.
No, I didn't.
It grinded my gears. It really did. So she's gonna get an 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10 magical shimmer crowns. Crowns. And Prince, that is the little dog that was Blair's, but she didn't know because she was a baby. Why did Dame Devon keep the dog?
I don't know. Well, I mean, she probably did not think that the child was gonna survive.
Yeah.
She was gonna be, like, picked in the lottery years later, and she would come to Princess Charm School, and the dog would recognize her.
Maybe she liked the dog. Aw, that's nice. Firstly, I know when Blair was a baby, she couldn't have named the dog. You know, I do know that. But also, it's really funny as like a baby who just like thinks everybody is like her, a princess. And she was like, oh, I'll name my dog Prince.
That is such a boring name. Even real life royals have more interesting dog names than that.
Either it was cute and like the baby did it, or it's like those are the two most uninteresting
Do you want to know some real royal dog names?
I'm sorry, you have it prepared? Are you kidding me?
I saved this little graph
for today
to my phone. These are all of the names of the Queen's corgis.
Can I read out my favorite ones?
Yes.
Dipper. Okay.
It's a family tree.
Dipper, okay, okay.
It's a family tree because all of her corgis were descended from one, like, one corgi.
Susan.
Yeah, just called Susan.
Queen Elizabeth was watching Gravity Falls like, hell yeah, I'd name a dog after that guy. Dipper. Diamond is cute. Apollo. There are two Dippers.
She had a lot of dogs, okay? She probably, like,
was Windsor getting... Quiz.
What about Windsor Loyal Subject?
Oh my god, that's so mean. Chipper, Pipper, I mean, that's Piper. Pickles, Tinker, what are those? Dargies? A cross between a corgi and a dachshund. Flora, that's cute. Mint, Fable. Aw, these are actually really cute. Buzz is in Lightyear. Aw, that's cute.
Do you want to know some other ones? I did get a few other names listed.
Okay.
So, Charles and Camilla's dogs are called Beth and Bluebell.
Aw.
William and Kate's dogs are called Lupo and Orla.
Lupo, isn't that a disease? Lupus, I think.
No, lupus is a disease. But yeah. And Harry and Meghan's dogs.
What's wrong with you?
I love that we're talking about these cute dog names and you just go to our dog. What is wrong with you?
I love you too.
And then Harry and Meghan's dogs are called Guy, Pula, and Mia.
Guy?
Yeah. I think Meghan,
Fieri?
I think Meghan, like, adopted him before her and Harry met. So, like, it was a name that the dog already had.
Aw. Okay, that's cute.
Anyway, so, yeah. The one thing that real-life royals did better than these ones.
Number two. That dog is so old. That dog is, like, ancient. 17 years old.
Absolutely ancient.
But when he saw his old friend, he was like, hell yeah, that's...
That's my girl!
That's oomph. OMG oomph.
What does oomph mean?
One of my followers. But it's kind of just become like
friend online. Okay, because I always see people going oomph and I'm like, fuck, you mean like the sound you make on Minecraft when you fall?
Oomph. But he just seems like a really chipper. He's like so energetic. He runs over to her the whole time. He plays fetch still with all the guards.
Yep.
All the guards seem to love him. At the end, he goes up to one of the guards with like a little stick. And the guard's like, no, I can't play with you right now, Prince. And it's like, oh, Prince plays with all the guards. Like, they all love him. It's so cute. And I think I also love him because he kind of reminds me of Sunny.
Oh, yeah.
Which is our neighbor's old dog. So, he was very fun. So, I just really like him. 10 out of 10. You're getting a 10 out of 10 from me. And that concludes our sec. 10 out of 10, Shimmer and Crowns. And that concludes our segment of Ellen's Little Guys. Thank you so much for listening.
When Miss Privet is showing Blair around the school, she says that they have an Olympic-sized ballroom. So, does this make ballroom dancing an Olympic sport in this universe?
Oh my god, that's so fun. I love that. I love that so much.
I was wondering if Portia regularly ate food off the floor.
Because
the way she like says to the Lancy, they're selling floor cakes.
She was, it's like floor cake is a type of food for her.
Yeah. But Portia is probably she's one of the best parts of this movie.
She is.
She has this really, like, breathy voice.
Mm-hmm. And the way they animate her eyebrows are always just, like, so high
up. Her eyebrows are really high, but, like, her eyelids are, like, really, like...
Yeah, low.
Low down. Like, I kind of think she was just high the whole time.
You know what I question? This girl eats cakes off the floor. She thinks she has 12 toes. She's
gonna rule a kingdom someday.
She's gonna rule. And she passed. We saw her get her crown. The bar is on the floor. How the hell?
The only thing that can make you not pass is, like, robbing.
Yeah, when she held a book up, when they were doing the book thing, she held it above her head, and Dame Devon was like, okay, that's chill.
I always thought that Dame Devon, you need to call her Dame Devon, you can't just call her Dame.
Or Devon.
Dame Devon, I always thought she was gonna let her off because it was her daughter's friend.
It was her daughter's friend,
like, yeah. She couldn't be bothered. Mm-hmm. Like, it was the only friend Delancey seemed to have.
Yeah, kind of sad, but.
Hadley and Isla, Blair's roommates.
Oh my
friends.
Gosh. See, when you first see Isla, you're like, oh god, the only Asian character has chopsticks in her hair, doesn't she?
Yeah.
But then it's like, oh, it's drumsticks. Why
do I feel like at first they wear chopsticks?
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh crap, this might be offensive, guys. So they just changed it to drumsticks. Last minute.
But I love her so much. And she has such cool outfits. And she's the only one who didn't get dolls.
She didn't get a doll?
No, because there was only Hadley, Blair, and Delancey got dolls because they were, you know, they work off the dolls for the scripts.
Mm-hmm.
Isla was added in later on in the script.
Right.
Which is heartbreaking because once they do their new uniforms, Isla's is by far the best.
Oh, Isla's is so cute. Yeah.
She has this, like, little leather jacket.
The uniforms are, like, pink. Blair's is pink. Isla's is kind of, like, a bluey-purpley.
Yeah.
And then Hadley's is, like, bluey-green.
Yeah, it's turquoise.
Fuck knows where they got the material. Seriously. For Hadley's, like, uniform from.
Nobody knows.
Because, like, Blair, yeah, there's pink in the uniform. Sure, like, there were parts of the original uniform in there.
I thought there was a dark blue.
In the uniform. There was no light blue.
There was no, yeah, it was, it's, you know, it's one of those things, like, you probably can't question it because there are fairies in this. Maybe one of the fairies just went to get fabric real quick. From Isla's appearance alone, I'm like, oh, her Tumblr blog went off.
Do you know what I said about Isla?
What?
Don't know why, but I feel like Isla's an Etho girl.
She so is.
She would be an Etho
she
girl.
She is an Etho girl.
I think she's the emailer.
She's the emailer!
She is the emailer!
And she couldn't reveal her identity because she was the Crim Princess. In my notes, I made another oomph joke in my notes. I said, why is the Crim Princess here? That's oomph!
Wait, what?
You don't get that joke. You're on Twitter.
No.
She doesn't get it. Somebody out there laughed. Just kidding. Probably not.
Let me change...
Where do we leave off?
We were talking about Hadley and Isla.
Yeah.
Hadley, I do not have as much to say about.
Wait, wait. I just want to say that we just stopped recording and it was Daisy's fault, not mine.
It was my fault.
Ha!
But yeah, Hadley, I don't have as much to say about.
Yeah, she was.
Because I'm just not as interested in the sporty girls.
Yeah.
Also, but also, Hadley and Isla are named after the characters from fucking 12,000 Princesses.
So that gives you a little more info as to why they're one of the names that stuck in your mind the most.
Yeah.
Because
there were two sets of them.
Hadley's outfit is also the ugliest uniform they made because, like, it looks so bad. I'm sorry. It's okay, but it's just, like, it does not look... Because they tried to do, like, a sporty thing. It doesn't look that good, though. Mm-hmm. Do you think this was, like, the car crash?
Oh, yeah! Come on!
Okay, I didn't want to say it and you'd be like, well, actually, but, like, yeah, it's, like, very obviously a Diana reference.
Or Grace Kelly, because they both... But, I mean, like, Diana and Grace Kelly are two of the, like, they're, like, the most famous modern princesses.
Yeah.
So, like, I think it's, like, it's not... I feel like most princesses in media are based off of Diana and Grace Kelly in some way.
Yeah, because everybody knows them. And also, they mention a theory of Dame Devon being an alien.
Oh, yeah, I wrote in my notes, royals being reptiles, conspiracy theory mentioned.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and I think that Dame Devon was probably based off Camilla a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that.
Camilla, if she slayed.
Yeah.
Although, Dame Devon's dress from the coronation, it looks exactly like a dress that Kate owns.
It does?
Yes, I'm trying to think. She wore it on their fucking disaster tour that they went on a few years ago. Wait, I'll find it.
Looking stuff up.
Mama,
let's research.
I think it was Jamaica.
Is it that one? Wait, that one?
Yes!
Oh my god, that's actually so similar. That's so weird. It's
that is
cute,
like,
though.
Even the hair.
No way, that is the same hair.
That is the same hair.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I remember this was the night that William made a speech about how slavery was bad, actually. And everybody was like, Kate turns up looking like fucking Scarlett O'Hara from Gone with the Wind. Like, this is not what you wear.
That's so funny.
This is not what you wear.
It's a cute
especially
dress,
after this
though.
Happens.
Oh, yeah, the cage pictures.
Oh my god, it was
it's
so...
It's a cute dress, though.
It is
I'll
a
give
cute
her
dress.
That.
It's a cute dress.
I can admit
for
when...
any other situation, it would have made a cute dress.
Yeah, I can admit when Kate Middleton has slayed.
Yeah. Like, when she decides to pull it out the bag, she really pulls out the bag. Yeah.
During poise class and everyone falls and stuff...
Oh, wait, no. Okay. I have something to say first. So, when, like, Dame Devon is, like, addressing the school on the first night, she says that she is going to be stepping down as a teacher once Delancey becomes princess... Well, she would have been the Queen of Gardenia, right? That's what Delancey was going to
become. Yeah, she was going to become the Queen of Gardenia.
So she can kind of, like, help her daughter. Who the fuck is ruling over Gardenia right now?
I know, it's confusing. You would
like,
think
her
it's...
husband is obvious... Because, like, the way it kind of... Did you explain in your notes the Dame Devon, Queen Isabella connection?
Yeah, I think...
Did
not
you
fully.
In the plot... Okay, but
I
basically, like, well, Queen Isabella was...
Dame Devon's...
Queen of Gardenia.
Yeah.
And her and Dame Devon went to Princess Charm School at the same time.
Oh, yeah, I didn't explain that.
And Dame Devon was actually the lottery winner.
Uh-huh.
And, but basically, it kind of sounds like the way that they, and then basically, but nobody chose Dame Devon to be their Lady Royal.
Even.
Which, like, honestly, kind of sounds like it would have been par for the course for the lottery winners.
Yeah.
Because, like, everybody was like to play, like, ugh, you're the lottery winner.
Blah. Yeah.
You know, like, so, but, like, even later on, because what I'm assuming is, like, Dame Devon married, like, Queen Isabella's younger brother or something.
That makes more sense. I thought one of her, like, her brother married Queen Isabella, and that made no sense. That makes, yeah.
Because, like, then Delancey would still be, like, that's how Delancey would be in line for the throne.
That makes so much more sense. Okay, I forgot that.
But, yeah, so, like, basically, the state of the Gardenian monarchy is basically, like, if the British monarchy right now, if Charles died, and then William and Kate and all three of their kids died, and then also Harry died.
Jeez.
That is the state this monarchy is in.
A lot of people.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. So it's like, yeah, so Delancey is basically, It's because, confusing. Like, they have to pass a test to become queen, which, as I've said before, makes no sense.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, who is ruling over Gardenia right now? Because with a normal monarchy, it would be like, Delancey would become queen, but then for somebody would be put in place as a regent.
Yeah, no, she wouldn't actually be able to, like, do much.
And a regent is usually another family member. I think there was, like, something put in place one time where, like, the queen consort was able to be, like, the regent. See, like, if Charles actually, like, did die tomorrow, I could see them putting in something so that if William was to die before, like, his and Kate's kids were 18, then they would maybe put something in place so that Kate could be the regent for them, because if not, the next in the line to be a regent would be Harry.
And this is all hypothetical. Charles will not die tomorrow,
yeah,
hopefully.
This is all hypothetical.
If he does, we had nothing to do with it, I swear to God.
Hopefully none of these people die soon, because we cannot afford another state funeral and coronation and other reasons.
It's gonna ruin everything.
We cannot afford that shit. But yeah, where was I? So yeah, but like, so I'm kind of like, wouldn't Dame Devon be the regent for Delancey? But like, it could also just be another random family member. It could be like a cousin of or like an aunt or an uncle of Queen Isabella.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I'm assuming that is who is ruling over Gardenia right now.
That makes more sense.
But yeah, it's just weird. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Come on, Barbie movie, put some more fucking thought into this shit.
Okay, boys class. Mm-hmm. Everyone falls over. Portia's like, oh my god, it's nap time. Why did you guys?
Yeah, when like they're walking with the books on their head, and like Delancey says to Blair, "Did you get your shoes at a garage sale?"
And then Blair falls.
And then Blair looks down at her shoes.
Kind of like, stupid of her.
Girl.
She falls because the book falls off her head. Everybody falls with her like dominoes. It's really fun to watch. 10 out of 10. But
Portia doesn't fall. And then she just turns around and goes, is it nap time? How come nobody told me?
She's so real.
Who is her voice actress?
It's same person, sadly. Ali Leister, I think.
Where is it?
I wrote it down. Yeah, Ali Liebert.
Ali Liebert. She is winning the award for, like, voice actor who did not need to be going that hard.
Yeah.
It's like, she is winning that award for this movie.
I can barely remember a line Hadley said because she was putting her everything into Portia.
Yeah, Hadley is really boring. Like, Hadley doesn't do shit.
I'm sorry, I don't want to be mean because, like, I feel like...
And after learning that Isla, who was the much more interesting of the pair, didn't get a doll, I'm even more pissed.
Yeah, I just feel like, I don't know, Isla just seems, like, more interesting.
Yeah.
She does more. I think Hadley could be a cool character, but it's just, like, there was a lot happening in this movie. They didn't have time to, like...
Mm-hmm. But something fun is that, like, when Dame Devon is yelling at Blair for fucking up the whole class after Delancey's mm-hmm. the one, it's like, Delancey's kind of standing in the background, and she kind of looks a bit unsure. And,
yeah.
like, feels bad. It's, like, little things like that is another aspect of, like, you guys didn't need to add this in.
Yeah.
This is a low-budget animated movie.
A lot of times where Delancey looks very sorry.
Unsure
yeah,
of what is happening right now.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you do feel bad for Delancey, even before the kind of, like, turn at the end.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, you do feel bad for the girl.
Because
it's obvious that, like, it's her mom who's putting this pressure on her.
I Blair says, I'm like a burp in a symphony at one point. That's analogy of the analogy of the decades. Are
whoever
you
wrote
me?
That line and whoever wrote literally all of Porsche's lines deserve all the awards.
All the awards.
All of the awards. But you know how they're like, oh, if Delancey wasn't the future queen, then Dame Devon would be just like the rest of us, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Dame Devon would still be a princess
yeah,
by
she'd
marriage.
Still be married into it. It's really funny,
it's
though.
Like, unless it's kind of like Delancey was born, and then her husband got divorced, and then her husband remarried.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you keep... Because, like, if you divorce, you keep your title. But then if you get remarried, if, like, you or your ex-husband,
yeah,
you got your title from...
They never really mention... Delancey's dad. It's not really a... He's not a thing. Because men don't exist in this world unless
yeah.
you're from...
Unless you're Ken.
Yeah, unless you're Ken. Or the little Dexter Charming guy they have.
Yeah, the Dexter Charming
look-alike. They literally have Dexter and Daring Charming in this movie. But Daring is Ken, which means he's a lot less self-assured and obsessed with himself. Mm-hmm. He's more just like a loser, like Blair is. Also, something I found funny is during the dance scene.
Okay,
I
we're, not
skipped,
dance,
yeah.
we're not at the dance scene yet. Let's get there later. I don't really have much to say until it gets to like when Blair starts taking her like private lessons with Miss Privet. So you just kind of rattle off.
Well, that's like right next.
Yeah, but do you have anything else to say?
I don't know. Well, if my sister-in-law didn't pick me to be her Lady Royal, I would also become a villain.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of
like
valid.
If I was the lottery pick and I was fucking one of the 27% that succeeded in all of my classes, if I got through, if I like clawed and scraped my way to the top and then I didn't get picked.
Yeah, she killed a whole family, but like, mm-hmm. respect on her for doing all that. Like, I don't think I would like kill the most of the monarchy, but like I would probably do something a little evil to get back at them.
Yeah,
like I don't know, leak a story to the Sun.
Oh my god, how bad do you think the tabloids are in this world?
Oh my god, so terrible.
Do you think there's a Royal Rota?
What's that? It's the
like,
people who like follow them
of,
around.
Yeah, it's like the press pool that it was kind of like made up in the 80s when Diana turned up, because number one, they're just like much higher interest than there had been before. Mm-hmm. And also it was kind of like the public deserves to know what they're fucking paying for.
Yeah.
But then now it's very, like, Yeah, I can't get into the Royal Rota right now.
Yeah, we're at the,
We're at the hour mark. Oh my god,
yeah.
I still have so much to say.
It's okay.
So, Miss Privet decides to start giving Blair private lessons.
After hearing her story with Emily, she's like, aw, mm-hmm. cutesy.
But also, she says this thing that's like... Lots of the girls, especially the lottery winners, they have confidence without character.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Blair has
character
without
confidence.
So she decides to start giving Blair private lessons. And I have a few things to say about this. First of all...
Okay, before you go into a rant.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I'll just say my thing. Because this is okay. Number one song to this thing is "On Top of the World." It's so good, and I think it's underrated.
On top of the world.
I think it's underrated because "You Can Tell She's a Princess" is so iconic.
Yeah.
It's a great song though. Number two, "Princess Charm School" is kind of my main go-to for montages. Like that's what I see. Like people like are just like hell yeah,
Rocky move. Montage,
and I'm just like, who is Rocky?
Blair. Which is a Rocky.
Blair.
Do you mean the guy from Paw Patrol?
Yeah.
Like.
It's Rocky.
Rocky, Rebel, Chase, Zuma, Sky.
Yeah.
We're on the way. Paw Patrol. Okay, anyways.
So, like, this is kind of my main reference for any montage, which is really fun. People are like, oh, Rocky did this and that. And I was like, Blair Willows sat, like, stood 1 foot on a rock, arms out, books on her head, big mm-hmm. tower of them, with two potted plants in her hand. Nobody can do it like her. Who is Rocky? Nobody cares about that man. Blair Willows is where it's at. You can go now.
But yeah, this whole idea of confidence without character, it kind of feeds into this whole idea of that people who kind of marry into the monarchy or like kind of work their way up into the upper class have to be grateful that they have been landed this position. Like something that you hear written about Meghan Markle a lot is that basically like she seemed to feel like she had as much of a right as anybody else to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she wasn't, like, you know, on her knees thanking the royal family for, like, graciously letting her be a part of their family. Which, like, especially for somebody like her, who was divorced, American,
beheaded, died,
divorced, American, biracial, you know, it's like, it already would have been harder for her to be accepted, but the fact that she seemed to believe that she deserved this as much as anybody else,
it was disrespectful.
Yeah, it was disrespectful. So this whole idea that, like, Miss Privet, she only starts tutoring Blair because Blair feels like she doesn't deserve to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it kind of plays into this idea because, like, with Dame Devon, there's this whole thing of, like, she isn't any, like, she, you know, she doesn't belong here as much as anybody else, mm-hmm. you know? She's, like, lesser than. Even though, like, and she was probably, like, she has, Dame Devon obviously has a lot of confidence and does feel like she deserves to be there. And she was not chosen by anybody to be their Lady Royal, you know? And it's kind of like, it kind of feeds into this idea that if you are allowed this position, you cannot feel like you deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to, like, be on your knees thanking, yeah. like, people for this wonderful opportunity they've given you.
You have
and
to
not
be grateful.
Like, yeah, you have to be grateful for it. And I also think it's interesting that, like, Miss Privet has never tutored another one of the Lady Royals.
Yeah, that's
funny. Another one of, like, the lottery winners. Yeah. Which is, like, why?
Favoritism.
Yeah, like, why not? Again, it's this idea that she only tutored Blair because either it's like Blair didn't feel like she deserved to be there. She's like, you know what? You're not a cocky little bitch like the rest of them. You, like, you know your place mm-hmm. in this world. And, like, it's something that's written about Kate Middleton a lot. It's like, you know, especially at the beginning of her and William's relationship, she never got cocky. She never, like, stopped understanding her station in life. Like, she knew her place.
Whoa, that's weird.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's weird. And also, it's kind of this idea of, like, anybody can be a princess, which the movie pushes. Which it's like, but you also don't push that at all, do you? Because the reason that Miss Privet either decided to teach Blair was because, one, she felt like shit about herself and didn't feel like she deserved to be there.
No, it was because of what she said about Emily.
Yeah, or, well, I never really saw it like that. Or, because she literally said it's about the fact that Blair didn't have the confidence, but she had the character.
I know, but just...
And what is that character that Blair has? It's that she was born into this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you could look at it in the way that, like, oh, Blair works hard, and she's very determined, and yada, yada, yada. You could see that as this inherent thing in her that makes her a princess. But in the end, that's not what makes her a princess. What makes her a princess and which makes the fucking crown glow on her head and all that shit is the fact that she was just born into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this movie is not about how anybody can be a princess. It's about how, because, like, even with Delancey, there's this whole thing of, like, at the end, she becomes a Lady Royal, which makes no sense. She would still be a princess. Like, that would still be her title.
Mm-hmm.
But it, yeah, it's just, it's so weird. It's like, it's trying to push this idea that, like, anybody can be a princess while, like, just not showing that in the movie. Because Blair gets to be a princess because she was born to be one, not because of anything she actually did.
Mm-hmm.
Why did she get tutored? It's because Miss Privet saw this innate thing in her. And what was that innate thing? It's that she was just better than everybody else because she was born to do this.
But, like, also, the scene before the tutor, like, Miss Privet is like, I want to tutor you, is her going up to the door about to expel Blair, and then Blair was like, I'm doing this for my family, I'm doing it because I love them.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure she is not the first person who came to that school with
I know,
that
but
goal.
Is Miss Privet hearing them all say it directly, to tell know, their stories
even
directly?
Then but I think even then it definitely shows how Miss Privet is really no better than the rest of these people. Like, she has to have it shoved in her face that these people need extra help.
No, that's best friend, actually.
Okay.
Sorry, no, yeah, I get what you're saying.
You get
yeah.
what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Is that Mother?
It's Mama.
Okay, well, we'll stop for a minute, will she? What the fuck are you doing? What is that?
This is...
No, that noise you were making.
Oh. It was a burp. I can just make weird noises.
What were you gasping about?
What do you mean?
No, it's just the biggest reaction is absolutely nothing. Like, her gasping could mean somebody has died.
This is like a sale in IKEA when we're away.
Yeah. Okay, where were we? I just finished my rant about how this movie does nothing but perpetuate the...
So sorry.
Anyway! Are you done?
I don't know. Sorry, there's something in the back of my throat.
Do you drink?
Yeah.
So, I just gotten done discussing how this movie does nothing but perpetuate the idea of birthright monarchy.
Yeah.
And Ellen was disagreeing with me in some bits.
And I know, I get what you're saying for the real world, but also, like, being like, damn, Devon is actually just as bad as the rest of them. Like, don't speak on her too much.
Miss Privet.
Oh, yeah. Miss Privet. Don't speak on her too much, because she is an icon.
She is! Never said and she I wasn't. Love her. Never said I didn't love her.
She's never done anything wrong in her whole entire life.
I did disagree with that. Anyway.
Jeez. Okay, we're at the dance scene now.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like I said, had budget, daring, and Dexter charming, except Ken is daring and he's cringe fail. And also, you can see that, like, the people they put Hadley and Isla with are just like male versions of themselves, which reminded me of, like, have you ever seen those screenshots from My Little Pony Equestria Girls where, like, they didn't put Rarity and Applejack together? Like, they couldn't do that, that was too gay. So what they did was they, like, made a male Applejack for Rarity and a male Rarity for Applejack.
Oh my god, that is so funny.
It reminded me of that.
Wait, so did Hadley have the male version of Isla?
No.
Rocky chill.
No, it's just male versions of himself, but I still found it funny.
But yeah, at the very beginning, like, Delancey is the only person without a partner. And I'm just kind of like, Delancey is the only one without a man to pair up with. And then she is very hesitant when her mother tries to pair her up with a man. Mm-hmm. Seems like somewhat lesbian behavior to me.
Applewhite.
Applewhite.
Uh-huh. And she wants to be with Nicholas. Daring, charming. That's crazy.
Was this pre or post ever after
pre,
high?
It was pre. But still, it's fun to make the connections. Because yeah. I will always be insane about ever after high.
Always.
Forever and always. Amen.
What the fuck is that noise?
I don't know.
Is it burping? Is it hiccuping?
I think I'm becoming a frog.
Okay, great.
Okay. Manners class? Manners class time?
The manners class again
with the palace.
Oh, at the palace, yeah. Like, everybody freaks out when they hear they're gonna get to go to, like, the palace.
But they,
it's like, aren't you all princesses or rich people at the very least?
Well, some of them are lady royals, and maybe it's just like, it's a really nice castle, like, it's much nicer than their castle.
Yeah, but I was kind of like, is this like a She-Ra? Because even then, Hadley and Isla, they seem to like hold the Gardenian royal family to like a different standard to their one. So is it kind of like a She-Ra Brightmoon thing?
Maybe.
Where it's like they're kind of like the head royal family, and they kind of, because we don't really get much of a mention of like politicians or anything in this world, which, like, I'm not expecting a Barbie movie to mention, you know?
We have the two news reporters.
Yay.
They could be politicians.
They could be, I guess.
I support them.
But, like, it does seem like, oh my god, what is wrong with you?
Close the grapes.
Well, you're not allowed to eat grapes anymore then.
Okay, go.
Like, it does seem like the monarch is, like, not just the head of the state, they're the head of the government in this world, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they're in charge.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, maybe it's like, what is wrong?
Sorry, it's like there's another one coming up and I don't want to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
No, it's not coming, but I just feel it. So I just, like, keep going.
It's not gonna come, I swear.
Okay. Gardenian royal family are better, but also during when they're,
yeah, so like, is it kind of like they are the head and they kind of, what's the word, like,
have littler ones?
No,
like, have babies?
No,
they're patting dogs. Two words, what? Eight letters.
What is the word? It's like, wait, mother, help, what's the word for when, like, you give somebody else a job to do?
Delegate.
Is it like they then delegate down to the other royal families?
I learned about delegation in my admin class, so I know about that.
So yeah, is that kind of what it's like?
I don't know, but when they are my...
Because, like, even... Sorry, I'm still gonna hear
them
going.
Oh my god.
Sorry!
Can I just have my one little joke?
Even, like, kind of, like, in the West, like, in the UK and the US, like, the British royal family is the biggest one. Like, they're not viewed by the other royal families as better than them.
Yeah, the bigger one.
Yeah, they're, like, not viewed any differently.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, it happened again. I'm really not trying to, I swear.
Anyway, and, like, even in other countries, it's, like, I'm not sure if they even have that like, other countries in Europe who have their own royal families, I'm not sure if they even have that much awareness of the British royal family.
Can I make my joke now?
Yeah.
When Miss Privet is like, tomorrow we're going to the palace for manners class. Everyone seems so excited. But since she said manners class after palace, it really just seems like they're all so hyped about doing manners class.
Maybe they were just hyped about manners class. Like, they don't care. It's like, they just really love manners class.
They're only allowed to eat during manners class. So they're all just super excited. We get let out of our cages in manners class.
But but Portia does go, the palace, can you imagine? And then Delancey just goes, of course I can imagine. I grew up there. I live there. That's my home.
And Portia's like, but can you imagine though?
She's so, Portia. I love so her. Brilliant.
You're loved by Manny.
During the manners class, then, like, Dame Devon's like, we are gonna reveal Delancey's.
Before they look through and they're snooping it. Well, not snoop, they're all getting, like, told, like, go have an explore around. And then Hadley, Isla, and Blair go off. They're looking at portraits, and they talk about, like, the crash. And then they're like, hey, Blair, when were you found on your mother's porch? And she was like, April 26th, that's my birthday. And then they're like, do you know what day April 26th is? And she's like, yeah, my birthday. I just told you.
Well, you're not the brightest bulb in the book.
Seriously. Yeah,
but they're like, no, that's the day that the royal family died in the car crash.
Anyways, yeah. And then it's dinner time, honors class time.
Woo!
Manners class! I love manners class! And Delancey's plan. Delancey.
They reveal. Dame Devon's like, it's time for us to reveal Delancey's plan for when she becomes Queen of Gardania. And then on this whiteboard, she fully just, like, brings up a picture of Blair's house.
And we're like, we hate the poor.
It's like, this is where all the trashy poor people live. Delancey is gonna fucking bulldoze it and create some nice gardens.
Could you imagine people are talking about, like, poor people in your city and they bring up a picture of your exact address? Pretty sure you can see Blair's mother in the window.
Yeah. And it's like, it's so funny. Like, Blair's like, is this just because you hate me? Like, no, this is because of the poor. It's like, I'm in the window.
This is her house.
It's literally just her Blair's
exact
house.
Address. That's so funny.
But also, this movie just suddenly taking this anti-gentrification stance is really funny, because Blair's all of a sudden like...
What do you mean suddenly? Blair's always been poor since the beginning. No,
but it's like the way that is just like... It's just very like... I don't know.
Sudden?
It just feels quite sudden. Yeah, that they're suddenly just like, and gentrification is bad, kids. Because Blair is all like, well, what do you mean? Like, I live there. People live there. What are they meant to do? And then Dane Devon's like, well, you move. And Blair's like,
we can't.
We don't have money. We can't move.
You can't live in your rich people houses.
And, like, it just feels kind of random. But also, it is my favorite part of the movie.
It does not feel random. Okay, I'm sorry. I disagree with you on that entirely. Because yeah. Blair is poor.
Yeah. That's
the main part. The first time we see her, she's like, I work in a cafe and I'm poor and I have to care for my sick elderly mother. Ooh. She says like, exactly.
I'm so sad.
So yeah, I disagree with you saying it's sudden.
Maybe it's not sudden, but it just feels really funny to me to have this Barbie movie taking an anti-gentrification stance.
Thumbelina.
That's different. Like, I'm sorry, but like, kids movies taking like this like pro-environment stance,
it's definitely not as,
yeah, that is not as weird as a kids movie just deciding to take an anti-gentrification stance in 2011.
Good for them,
seriously. And I think that's what does make me annoyed about the things that this movie gets wrong. It makes me more annoyed.
You're so crazy, because like, when it's my favorite Barbie movie, I'm like, nothing about this is wrong.
This is my favorite Barbie movie.
And you're like critiquing it more than you've critiqued any other movie.
Yeah, because it gives me so much to think about. That's why I like it so much. My favorite ones are the ones that I get to go insane about.
And like, yes,
all of them in my free time.
What the fuck is this for then? Why are we doing this?
Jeez, I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, you said I go and zine about all of them in my free time.
Put on this.
Okay.
Today I made a huge thread on Twitter about Barbie comic books because I wanted to.
Okay.
Wish you read it. It was really cool.
I will get back on Twitter after Bad Batch is done.
I know.
Oh, Bad Batch tonight.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's Wednesday. Is it Wednesday?
Oh my gosh.
I think it is.
Wednesday.
Anyway, yeah, but like, I think it's kind of like, because the movie kind of like, it does get that right, you know?
Yeah.
So it just makes me more upset about the things that they get wrong.
Yeah.
It's like, you did one thing right, guys.
Well done.
And like, as I said before, I do not expect like a Barbie movie to like be like this, you know, socialist masterpiece.
Yeah.
But also like, what is this for if not to overthink these movies?
Yeah. Also, like, it feels like Delancey has been told this plan before, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But when Blair is like, that's my house, he's like, oh my god, people live there?
Yeah, it's like, it really does feel like she has this moment of like, wait, what?
I thought this was just a house. I don't know, I just thought they built a house for fun.
Yeah. Like, it really does feel like Delancey's realizing for the first time, like, oh my god, poor people exist, guys.
I thought that how insane. They were made up.
But yeah, it does, like, anything that is kind of, like, true to life, that a lot of the time it takes... Like, for rich people, it takes, like, some kind of connection to an issue to start to feel bad about it. And this is also after Delancey overhears them discussing how Blair could possibly be her cousin, you know?
So it's confusing. It's a confusing time for everyone.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe it's that Delancey is realizing that one of her own could also end up in a situation like this someday. Maybe that.
Maybe she's a good person, though.
Yeah.
Okay. God forbid.
Okay, somebody's movie gets to be a good person, I guess. Fine, whatever.
But, well, so Blair's not a good person?
No, Isla's
not a good person? Hadley's not a good person? For the outfit, she isn't. Jesus. Sorry, I'm being such a hate.
Hadley's just a boring person.
Yeah. Do you have anything to say about them breaking into the vault?
Not really. I more just wonder how Delancey sewed her new uniform. Because number one, it's purple. There is no purple on that uniform.
Yeah, but she's rich, so she probably just like, servant,
yeah.
Get me purple.
What's her...
She went to Mood.
What is her sprite called again?
Wakalia?
Wakalia!
Yeah, Wakalia.
I also...
Delancey's new outfit is great, though.
Delancey's new outfit does look
ten,
great.
Ten.
And I do also wonder why this place has a detaining room. Well, I mean, I guess it would probably, because I guess, like, their security would probably be, like, on quite high alert, because it's a building full of fucking royals. So, like, yeah, they probably wouldn't need a detaining room, but, like, how would, like, Hadley and Isla's parents, like, they would, I don't think they would be okay with their children being put in a, like, holding cell.
Yeah, it would probably cause a war. Like,
they would go insane.
There'd be war.
It, like, it's just, like, I feel like... Because this is something small about the movie that I can change that would make it make more sense. Then it's like, it would just be like, I would just have Blair put in the detaining cell. And like, Delancey comes to Hadley and Isla, like, go and get Blair out.
Yeah.
Like, you guys go and do this.
I get that.
Like, just something that makes
a lot
more
sense. Yeah, I like that.
And then it would kind of get rid of the whole, like, so you need to pass a test to be a princess thing as well. Because it would be like, realistically, no, none of these people are going to fail.
Yeah.
Rock chill.
So weird. So, are we at Coronation Day?
Yeah, but, like, I find it weird that I don't have anything to say about the vault thing, because it is a really cool scene.
I'd love
like,
it.
They're being sneaky, and they're climbing ropes.
Spy lasers.
They're spy lasers.
You know those lasers?
Hadley is useful for once, and she, like, backflips through them.
But then
still, like, then Barbie Isla and Isla, Blair and Isla, they're able to get through them
they
still,
just, like,
you know?
They just, walk past them with their little sprites guiding their hands.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great scene. It's just
it's a
very
good scene.
Surface. Like you're not. We can't really read into it as much as you.
Yeah,
can.
Yeah, but Dame Devon like making the code for the room. Like the day it all fell into place.
That's
is
fun.
Blair's birthday. Yeah.
The day I killed my sister-in-law.
I killed my brother and sister-in-law and their young child.
She was basically just like, "Hen, the day that the car crash happened. Remember the day? Hey, Dame Devon, remember the day you killed those people? That's the day. That's
how
the
would
past
you forget that date? You know?
Yeah." So, it's Coronation Day. It's
coronation day.
God. And, you know, it's on live television.
Yep.
And everyone watches as...
Yeah, I have a question, though, about this. Number one, why was Blair's mother not told that she was put in the detaining room for stealing stuff? Because she's still only, like, 17, unless she had an 18th birthday in here somewhere.
I mean, I guess just because they didn't have time.
And also, like, wouldn't she be invited to the graduation if Blair was expected to graduate? Like, wouldn't the two of them...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just, like, a no poor allowed thing.
Yeah, or maybe, like, she just couldn't get there because she's
ill and stuff.
Maybe. Probably. Yeah. I don't know.
And then,
you know, Blair turns up and she's like, I'm the princess. I'm Princess Sophia, guys.
Imagine if she wasn't.
That would have been so embarrassing.
Could you imagine if he...
But also, it's really funny because Blair runs in like, guys, I'm Princess Sophia. And then we cut to like Emily and her mom watching on live TV and their faces are fucking hilarious.
Yeah, live slug reaction moment.
Yeah, like mouth wide open, eyes massive. It was like valid.
Because like that's such a crazy thing to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think Blair's mom was ever just like,
That's weird.
That's weird. There's a huge car crash that happened just near here. And then now this baby, who looks kind of like the princess, is on my doorstep. I will call you Blair.
Yeah.
You're mine now.
Yeah, why weren't Blair's parents, like, ever tried? Why isn't there, like, a DNA test done or some shit?
I don't know, just because it doesn't matter.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter.
You know, maybe it was... Right. Some people just don't want to do that because they're fine with their adoptive parents.
Yeah, I know, but, like, I mean, when Blair was first found, because she would have had to, like, go to the authorities and be like, hey, this baby just turned up, guys. What the fuck is this? Like, why wouldn't anybody be like, that's weird.
That's weird. Babies all look the same anyways. Who knows?
But also, like, imagine being, like, a random person watching this on live TV. This would be, like, if during Charles and Camilla's coronation, if Diana just turned up halfway through, like, back from the
and
dead.
And then Charles was like, Diana, I thought I killed you.
Yeah, and Charles and Camilla was like, what the fuck, girl? We killed you. You know, that's, like, what this would be like.
Like, the reveal of Dame Dev and saying, like, I killed them so you could be queen. That's crazy.
That is wild.
Are you kidding me? Like, I feel like I cannot...
I know that Gardania... I know that Twitter was going off
that
day.
This is such a medieval situation. When you think about it, it's like...
In a pretty modern world.
In a modern world where everybody is seeing it. Like, nobody is getting over that for, like, at least... Mm-hmm. A decade.
Oh yeah, like I know that
serious implications.
I know that Twitter was going off. I know that it was going insane.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, the implications of this.
Oh my god, imagine being asleep because of time zones.
Oh my god, and you wake up and you find it, you missed it. Oh my god,
I'd be so mad. Ugh. When you slept through the coronation and suddenly the world is on fire. And then there's a dance montage.
And then there's a dance montage, and...
We rule the school. Sorry, my throat hurt.
Yeah, Isla finally... Because there's been this whole thing that Isla hasn't wanted to share her music with anyone this whole time. And then she shares
shy.
It at the end.
It's nice.
Like, good for you, Isla.
My back hurts. You've made me sit here for an hour and 25 minutes.
We're not even done yet.
Are you have more?
Actually, not really. Yeah, as I said before, Delancey being a lady royal makes absolutely no sense. No sense at all. She would still be a princess at this point. Like, she would be the spare, you know?
Probably.
Like, she would probably be, like, tasked with kind of, like, helping out Blair.
Can I?
Because Blair probably does not have, like, the wherewithal to be a queen at this point, you know?
To be a princess.
Yeah, it's
to
like...
To know what spoon to use, a thousand
like,
pair of shoes.
1 year at princess school.
Maintain
where...
a regal.
1 year at princess school, where she was just learning to serve a princess. It's probably not going to prepare her for life as queen.
Preparing to serve a princess does not equal to serving as a princess.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. I found out a lady royal wasn't a real thing while we were watching this movie yesterday, and it kind of broke me. I know it's
ladies
a lady
in waiting.
Waiting
and
like,
they still, they don't really exist, but they kind of do.
I got really scared when I was younger at the end of this movie because I really thought they were going to put pull like a okay her name isn't Blair anymore because he found her real name Sophia
but she and still gonna, goes by Blair
but she still goes by Blair and also she's like yeah my adopted family can live here with me in the palace, which is so cool because I feel like there's a big thing in media where like people who are adopted will find like their real parents and then leave.
So
I was scared they were gonna do that, but they didn't. And it's a little thing, but it made me happy because
like at the end when like Blair's mom and Emily turned up and like Blair's mom was put on her best clothes for it and stuff, it's really sweet. But also it's kind of like, you know, Love at the end of the movie where the disability just seems to be solved. Because, like, for the whole rest of the movie, her mom has been walking around using a cane.
She walked one time.
Did she?
One time.
Okay, well.
Before that.
Well, we don't see her using the cane anymore, which is just a little bit, you know, weird. It's like, has her whole illness been cured now? Are they going to get her, like, the best doctors and she'll be better?
No, just sometimes people don't always. I don't always use a cane, but I have it because sometimes I need it.
I just,
like,
I just,
you can't just be like, no, she's not using a cane this one time, so she's obviously cured.
No, it's just like, but that's kind of what I felt like the movie was suggesting. Like, everything's better now.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, I disagree with that. Okay. I don't know what to say about it.
Yeah, it's like, I just feel like it's something that you see at the end of a lot of movies.
Yeah, you definitely do, and it's stupid. Riverdale season 6 writers, I'm in your walls. I'm in your walls. I'm biting you.
Yeah.
I'm there. Look behind you right now. It's me.
Yeah. Sorry. So, like, it just kind of, like, this just feels like another example of that to me. And it is just a little thing, but it's just, you know, it's just annoying. Well, we didn't really discuss, like, Ken.
Yeah, because he had two scenes. Yeah, because he only had two scenes.
Like, he turns up.
He was silly. He was quirky. I loved him.
Yeah, he turns up. Like, again, it's, like, it's nice when it's Ken playing the character because I already have, like, Nepo boyfriend extraordinaire. So pretty sure this is the first time he's appeared in, like,
I think the old movies, it was him, but it's just, he never seemed like him to me. He looked older. He was different. I don't know. I didn't like it.
Blech. Yeah. And, like, this is, like, the first time he's appeared as, like, an actor in one of the movies. So, you know, Nepo boyfriend extraordinaire.
Great.
Love that for him.
This is a fantastic movie that you should watch.
Oh, also, Josette and Lorraine, who are these two, like, lady royals in training, and they all go around together, and, like, they're cheerleaders, and, like, they have this one cheer that I have never forgotten, and it's, fire drill, there's no time, single file, in the line. You know, I've never forgotten that.
I think it's
but
really
at the
cute.
Very end, they're like,
ow, what the hell is wrong with you?
Sorry.
Rah!
I pulled Ellen's hair.
She pulled my hair, mother. Reprimand her. Turn the naughty step.
Anyway, like, at the end of the movie, like, there's this one guy who's kind of, like, going from, like, dancing between the two of them. And to me, that just suggests they're in a thruple.
Polycule.
Woo! Love that. Nice. But yeah, I love this movie so much. You might have been able to tell that from how much I yammered on about it. How much yapping I did.
I like it too, but in a
different
way
than I do. I just have too much to think about.
You need to learn to turn off your brain.
No.
Make it go completely smooth.
No.
Have fun.
It doesn't do that. It gets all bumpy and wrinkly.
Yeah.
I'm like, but what about this? And what about that? And what about this? And what about that?
Sometimes you just need to sit with things.
And I do for some of these movies, but for this one I just cannot do that. I have too much to
I know, I get
it.
That. Okay. Well, happy day. Happy Autism Awareness Month. I hope.
Oh yeah, happy Autism Awareness Month.
I hope you're aware. I'm behind you.
I hope nobody kills off an autistic character this month.
Yeah.
Bad Batch, looking at you.
Looking at you. Imagine if Tech comes back this episode.
Autism Awareness. They killed him off.
And then they brought him back.
They killed him off.
He is autistic Jesus.
Oh my god, I would love that so much.
I guess we'll see. Mm-hmm. We will
update. Oh, what was the rating for this movie?
We rule this school. It's got a 74% audience rating on Rotten Tomatoes and 3.9 stars on Letterboxd.
That's pretty high.
Yeah.
What's next? Barbie, a perfect Christmas. And then it's Mermaid Tale 2.
Yeah.
And then after Mermaid Tale 2, we're kind of done with the movies that we've seen before.
I've watched Princess and the Pop Star.
Have you?
Yeah.
When?
A while ago when it came out.
Oh, okay.
And a couple times after that because the songs are freaking bops.
Well, I can't remember watching Princess and the Pop Star. But yeah, we're kind of coming to the end of, like, the movies that we, like, grew up watching. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, we will see you next time.
I hope you have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Goodbye.